You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, we've been doing this, how long would you say we've been doing the Around Atlanta segment? Several years now, right?
Yeah, probably four, maybe maybe five and a half. I can't remember when we added it.
Every season, we just continue to learn about new things happening in this town. I mean, it's just fascinating to me, and that's why I love what we do with this segment, because I love the fact that not only for you and I, but we're exposing our audience to just a bunch of amazing stuff happening around here.
But, you know, you think about it, it's the reason that that Atlanta's a great place to live.
Yep.
You know, it's why people come and they stay despite our traffic.
Well, and so I love the fact,
Sorry.
A whole nother conversation. Don't want to go down that path.
But, it's a rabbit hole.
But, you know, there are people that are moving here learning about stuff, but there are people who lived here 20 years that don't know about half of this stuff. And so I love exposing our audience to all this great stuff. We're joined today by Toni Henson. She's the producing director of the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. Toni, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Grateful for you swinging by. Your event has just kicked off, so I appreciate you having the time to swing by and join us. The Atlanta Black Theater Festival. Goodness, I can't wait to get into that. Before we go there, however, a quick second, tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. I am married, 28 years, mother of four, and just recently empty nested, so I'm in a woohoo mood, which is always wonderful. Just serial entrepreneur. I've been in business for 30 years, and for the last 14, I've been producing theater, and for the last six, the Atlanta Black Theater Festival.
So tell us a little bit about the origins of the festival. How did it get started and what are you doing this year?
Well, as in any journey to anything that's worthwhile, it comes from distress or a situation where you hit rock bottom and then you have to figure it out. And I was in business. I failed miserably. I had a franchise that I owned two units in. And I was miserable. And my husband said, and I'd been producing theater like as a hobby, and just sort of like part time, just always a lover of theater. Grew up in the backyard of Broadway in New Jersey and just all around culture and just love theater. So I'd started producing in 2004. But when this hit, this is in 2010, my husband said, you know what? You're really happy when you're producing theater. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. And then another depressed night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard four words, Atlanta Black Theater Festival.
Oh.
And it was so intuitive that I thought it already existed. But for some reason, I jumped out of bed and I started Google search, you know, and realized that it didn't exist.
Isn't that interesting?
So I felt really compelled that it was a calling for me.
Oh, you know, I think some of us are really fortunate to be able to use our gifts. And, you know, I guess in my case, I also have a gift with animals. And, you know, I always wanted to be a vet growing up and that just never worked out. But I have 14 animals.
Wow.
And live on a farm. And my vet always tells me, she's like, you know, you've got the best of both worlds. All of your animals are well behaved and you are their owner. So you don't have to deal with their owner. So, you know, it's something that I think about a lot. You know, a lot of people just aren't fortunate enough to necessarily get to use those gifts.
I think so. I think that what we do is I think we look at things on a grand scale, like we have to have that, you know, that VD behind your name or the MD or whatever. And really what it is what can you do and what can you change in your little niche or corner of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think the Atlanta Black Theater Festival
is exciting
for our community and artists. Yes.
So what is it? How does it work? The festival itself.
Yes. Well, it's been come to know be known as the Festival of 40 Plays in 4 Days.
Ooh.
40 plays.
Yeah. So we actually have this year, we have on the schedule 39 events. And we bring in artists. And this year we have a little over 200 artists. Each year is anywhere from 200 to 300 artists. And they come from all over the country and sometimes the world, depending on the year. And they come and they put together a performance, a presentation. And it could be in the form of a full-length performance or what we call a reader's theater. And Reader's Theater is just a reading where you get to experience new works. And it's very popular with the festival. You experience new works while they're in process. So you get to be or to see the construction of a play before it's even mounted. So
who has the tough job of determining which plays are a part of this? I mean, that curation process is probably difficult and challenging, but wow, how rewarding must it be?
It is rewarding. We've changed over the years. It's changed, definitely. And I think we've got a good formula now. What I do is when we receive all of the submissions, I send them out to different people, and they can be patrons, fans of theater, they can be students or some of our board members as well, and they'll read a play, and I'll see how many they can read, and they'll read a play, and they'll score it based on a scoring criteria. And anything that goes 90 or above or scores 90 above comes to my desk, and I have an artistic director, Dr. Shelton Land, who's one of our administrators. And we sit down and we figure out what would make a good program and what could we put together that we'll have something for everybody. We always say, whether you're a fan of Tyler Perry or August Wilson, there's something for you at the Atlanta Black Theater Festival.
Sounds like it.
That's so cool. So how do you suggest that people who are attending it for the first time, you know, how do they approach it or how do they get the most out of the festival?
That's a fantastic question, because I think you can become overwhelmed when you look at a schedule of 39 events. So we always say, we have a cliche for everything, and we say, don't pick a play, pick a day.
Right.
And if you're local, if you're out of town, then come and spend all four days and immerse yourself in theater. But if you're a first-time comer, you'll become addicted. I can get addicted. I can guarantee you that. So pick a day, show up, look at the schedule and say, that looks interesting. Go see it, and I guarantee you, you'll be coming back the second, third, fourth day. So it's just the kind of experience that you just can't get away from. And I've witnessed people experience this over and over again.
This is probably the most difficult question that we can ask, but are there any specific performances or artists you want to spotlight here?
And that is that's a tough question, because everybody asks me, what's good? What's good? What's good? And my answer is everything is good. It really depends on what you like. We have an amazing musical that I think is life-changing. I remember as a little girl, I saw a musical that absolutely changed my life. I can still sing the songs. And it was an original production. It never went anywhere. But I still remember how it made me feel. And I believe that every now and then there's that type of a play that comes along. And this play, for me, this year, is called Daughters of the King. And it's a musical, and the group is from South Carolina. So that's a highlight, and that's coming this Saturday at 2:30. Another one, you know, everybody loves a play with a celebrity in it. So our celebrity feature this year is T.C. Carson, who's Kyle from Living Single with Latifah and Kim Fields. Yeah, so he's in a play called A Soldier's Play, which is a classic. So that's a classic revival that we're doing on Friday night. It's tomorrow night at 8:30. And then there's another play called Don't Call Me Brother. And this one is, I'm really excited about this, because Jeanette Hill is an award-winning playwright, and she's actually bringing the Black Lives Matter to the stage from the perspective of an African-American police officer.
Oh, fascinating.
Yes. And it's just brilliant writing. And I'm such a fan of Jeanette Hill. And this is her third time participating in the festival. And she's bringing this play. And we're excited about that. And that's this Saturday at 5:30. So there's a lot going on. Can I mention one more thing?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Another thing we're doing, because of the climate and the times in the world, is we're trying to figure out how artists can respond. And we're having a town hall meeting. We always have a town hall symposium or meeting on different topics. But this year it's called What the Heck Are We Fighting For? And Artists Respond. And what I want to do is, and one of the things that I realize is that religious groups don't have the answers. Politicians obviously don't have the answers. Athletes don't have the answers. What is our role as artists? Because I truly believe that art heals. So what we're going to do is get together a group of artists, and we've got Kipling Primus from WCLK Radio, Clark Atlanta Jazz. She's going to be the host, and she's going to walk us through how art can be a source of healing in our community. And we'll see what we come up with, and we'll be going to Facebook Live that one. So
that's going to be a fascinating conversation to witness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. I can't
wait. I love what you just said, and we're going to see what we come up with. You don't know. That's the beauty of this. And that's the power of it, is it'd be really intriguing to see what comes of it.
Yes.
We're about out of time. One of the things that this month we've also interviewed the people behind Elevate, that public art festival. They really do sculpture and murals around town, and it's just the goal there is to expose more people to art. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about here certainly is art. And I've heard you talk about the idea about giving the gift of theater, mm-hmm. and I just wish more people were exposed. And doing festivals such as this is certainly contributing to that. But we all know there's still far too many people who are not participating and not observing and witnessing art, whatever form or shape it takes. What can we do to expose more people to all the brilliant art that's out there, no matter what it is?
Well, that's what I do for a living. I try to figure out how to get people, get the butts in the seats, how to get people from in front of their laptops and in front of their televisions and out engaging and experiencing new things. How do you do it? You just keep talking about it and keep being relevant, trying to find those hot buttons. Some people are motivated by pain. Some people are motivated by pleasure. So we try to push both of those buttons. Maybe a situation where somebody's dealing with something, they have a breakup, and they just want to come and experience a good romantic comedy. So we have that. And if there's someone who may be dealing with the issues like the Black Lives Matter situation, so that may motivate them to say, well, maybe there's some answers here. But that's a good question, and that's what I spend my life trying to figure out.
Well, Carol, I love how she said the goal there is to get people to engage and experience.
Absolutely.
Because you may say, well, aren't I getting experience when I binge watch on Netflix? Well, mm-hmm. perhaps, but there's something about seeing something live where you're actually seeing the humans right in front of you performing. And for me, what's more powerful isn't the miracle of seeing these actors perform live in front of you. It's experiencing the audience reaction around you, to me, is what's so scintillating about a performance such as that.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. And one of the things that we encourage our producers to do is do a talk back. Because a lot of people have questions or they need to process their thoughts or feelings. And when they hang around and they're able to ask the actor or the writer of the piece, what was your motivation behind that? Or what were you thinking? Or what was the character's it makes the experience even more enriching.
No doubt about it. All right, Tony, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you and ask you any questions, how do they contact you? And most importantly, where do they get information and tickets for the Atlanta Black Theater Festival?
Fantastic. Well, you can always email me at asktony, T-O-N-I, asktony@yahoo.com. That's my email address.
Oh, that's nice.
To make it easy. And then there's atlantabtf.org. That's Atlanta spelled out, B as in black, T as in theater, F as in festival.org.
Tony Henson, the producing director of the Atlanta Black Theater Festival. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and good luck with this great event.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Tony Henson, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We're signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.